I just started rewatching, all, well, not rewatching, but watching all of the Marvel movies.
Did
Yes.
you? You
Yeah,
should.
we started from the beginning, like from the beginning, beginning, beginning.
You
Because Drew's
enjoyed
seen all of them, and I
that's
didn't, I haven't.
chronological order,
Late
the way
night
they came
vibes.
out, or the way they happened in the Marvel
The way
universe.
that they happened. The way
Oh,
that
that's
they were
amazing.
released.
Oh, so you're not, so not the way they happened, the way they were released.
Yeah, the way, yeah, the way that
Right.
they, yeah.
Not like chronologically, story-wise, inside the MCU.
No.
You didn't start with Thor, watch it for 5 minutes, like, hey, the universe was created, and then switch to Captain America.
No, I started with Iron Man.
Yeah, okay, cool. I think that's the best way to do it, because if you watch it the other way, then you're missing all the like seeds that they planted in the later movies. Like it's a
Yeah.
cute thought to like watch it like time chronologically, but like it doesn't, that would suck.
Right now, last night we just finished Captain America, the White Soldier, or something. The Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
Oh, the Winter Soldier?
That's
Not the
hilarious.
White
They white
Soldier.
soldier.
I interrupt this podcast to do a commercial for my other YouTube show. It's called My Two Cents with Ellis Rodriguez. It's a cartoon, and it basically looks just like this. You're looking at it. You should check it out. It's on YouTube. Also, I want to say, Aurora, I love you. Every time you say something, I laughed. I love the podcast. Steph, you killed it on podcast today, as per always. And thank you, David Shapiro, for coming in. Also, D. Tyler, I'm sorry we didn't get you on the pod. And Chris Smith, thanks for providing all the backgrounds, photos by Swizz. Check out my mans. I want to give a shout out and a happy birthday to Randy Abernethy, whoever that dude is, but apparently he's helping me on the show. And what else? That's it. Hi, Sacramento. Enjoy the podcast. Oh, we trying to do the podcast Monday through Friday. So as I said, we trying. So just watch the show. Anyway, hi, Sacramento. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the NAS. That's the 916. News on the streets, where Sacramento comedians react to Sacramento news. I am joined pretty much as always by Dr. Steph Sanders.
What up, Sack? What's up?
Yo, are you Dr. Steph Sanders, or are you just
No,
angry
I'm
small
nope.
black man today?
I ain't doctor nothing today. Nope. I'm just
Here we
Steph.
go. Here we
That's all right.
go.
It's gonna be all bad. It's Thursday too. It's Friday Junior. What's happening?
EU. We also have
BU,
with us,
they'll adjust.
what is it?
BU, they'll adjust.
Aurora, everybody give it up for her.
Aurora Singh.
I'm here. I'm here. Good morning.
She's here
I
for you,
know
Sacramento.
she looked different than
always.
yesterday. I know y'all, but anyway.
She looked good every day.
That's
And then we got
a
a fill
difference.
in. I want to apologize to D. Tyler. We had a little miscommunication. He was supposed to be on with us today. He's hilarious. Can't wait to have him on. We got a fill in today. We had to bring in a white dude.
Very talented, double life dude. This double life.
Oh.
We got
Very talented comedian, Mr. David Shapiro. David, say what's up in Sacramento, man.
What's up, Sacramento? It's early, so
And he's an attorney. We can't say legal. We gotta watch what we say on here today.
Well, I should actually legally, you can't represent yourself as an attorney if you're not an attorney.
See?
So I'm just attorney adjacent.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if I can legally represent myself as a white
Now you're
person.
going to represent us.
I'll represent you guys, yeah. And
Yeah.
I'll be your white person, but to everyone else, please address me as Mr. Jew.
That's right.
Yeah, if you
That's
have any.
right.
I don't know how to, I didn't practice that. It's too
And don't
early.
ask him for no money.
Thank you. Yes, you're not
That's what
pocketing.
we're known for, Sacramento News, is getting racial for no reason. All right,
No
so
reason at all.
it's 48 degrees in Sacramento. Are you guys going out? Are you getting
Yeah,
out
I'm
of the
going out.
house? What you
I'm
wearing?
going
I'm getting out.
outside.
You just wearing a hoodie? You trying to get shot?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on with headphones too, so I know that they're tackling me to the ground. I just want some
Ooh,
money.
you're trying to
I'm gonna
be
get some.
risky today. You're trying to
Yeah,
live life on the
I'm
edge.
gonna get some of that 10 million they're giving brothers for lawsuits. I'm gonna get some. I might mess up with it, a messed up knee, broke leg, but I'm gonna do it.
You're never gonna match a description. You're too short, man.
Gonna have an
Just like
abrasion.
as soon, they'll think it's you from a distance, and then when they get up close, they'll be like, "Nah, I can't be this dude."
Man, I'm the dude they put through windows. You know, you pick the dude up and put him through windows, and then you go unlock the
You're getting Jazzy Jeff through the window.
That's me, man.
All right, let's get into some Sacramento news. The big thing nationwide, I guess it's kind of a Sacramento deal. And I don't want to hate. Let's be, I guess, a little sensitive. But Rush Limbaugh passed away. That's the big news.
Because I think there's a lot of people not a fan of Rush Limbaugh, but he did start his radio career right here in Sacramento.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Is that why I was driving by, like I was on the highway yesterday on 5 South, and I passed a billboard and it was like in memoriam. Mm-hmm. And I was like, usually that's for better people.
Well, that's the thing. I want to be sensitive. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, I guess don't say nothing.
I'm not trying to be mean, right? Because I'm taking my politics out of it. So I'm not saying, isn't that for like how could they put such like?
It ain't even political. The man used to have a segment where he would tell AIDS patients that died,
he's misogynistic.
He would do like what?
He you didn't know about that?
No.
The dude had a segment in his radio. That he would do, and he would also do, when AIDS patients died, he would like have this celebration.
What?
Yes, and he said, and I quote, "When a homosexual person turns around, that's nothing to be offensive about. It's because it's an invitation." So I can't. No, we're not. I, this dude is.
Oh my God! You guys,
he's reprehensible. He's reprehensible, and ain't even about being political because he ain't in heaven.
I had to Google who he was because I didn't even know who he was. But the first photo I saw was him shaking hands with Trump. So it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, but anyway,
so, with that kind of fascinates me.
Rest in whatever.
you didn't know who he was?
I mean, like I knew, but I didn't know.
Right.
I mean, he's been in the zeitgeist. What, my whole life, I think, you know, as long as I could remember. That's crazy that I'm glad, let me say that. I'm glad you didn't know who he was because he made a lot of people mad. So yeah. You didn't have to deal with
that. He's already making me mad and he's dead. And I just found out about him and I'm pissed.
I'm assuming there's like a Miss Limbaugh somewhere. But I guess, I think he's an interesting topic of conversation because
he sparks debate.
He sparks debate on the conservative side of politics. Sometimes people say they're not represented or whatever. But radio has been a hotbed for conservative viewpoints and pretty much dominated by conservative viewpoints. And I think that Rush Limbaugh is like a kind of a founding member of that movement of like one of the strongest voices for the longest time. And obviously we don't agree with what he's saying.
But he operated his, he definitely exercised his constitutional right mm-hmm. to the fullest of freedom of speech.
That's right.
You guys like Michael J. Fox? We love what? Michael J. Fox, right? Family yeah. Ties, Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
Here's what Rush Limbaugh said about Michael J. Fox. He is exaggerating the effects of his disease. He's moving all around and shaking, and it's purely an act. This is really shameless of Michael J. Fox. Take your medication.
So he was just a shock jock.
Yeah.
He's not a nice person.
He's not even a person. He is.
Yeah, that's not nice. It's not nice to say about anybody, whatever your political beliefs are. It's just not very, very friendly.
Yeah.
I think if you're known for politics, maybe just leave Michael J. Fox out. Like, can he be like the Switzerland? Why is anyone hating on Michael J. Fox?
So it's different. He wasn't known for politics. I'm saying that using that word very carefully. It's semantics. He was known for his conservative views. Mm-hmm. He wasn't known for politics. He didn't hold an office. He didn't do anything political. He didn't even do anything in any policy for politics. So he just used his viewpoints, conservative viewpoints, to spew what he wanted to spew. And a lot of it was extreme left. So that's it.
Right. Extreme right. Conservative.
Extreme right. I'm sorry. Extreme right.
So I would just say on this just today, since I'm talking about him and the guy died, he was a human being. And I'm just going to hold my tongue on all of his horrible viewpoints that maybe I don't agree with.
I like.
And I'm going to try and be a decent person to my mans. But I do think that if we're going to look back and reflect on his life, and I'm not saying I like it, but this dude basically built the game plan for Fox News. This guy basically
the foundation for that
whole movement, and not just him, but a lot of conservative radios where
it created those personalities. Yeah.
I just wonder where he ended up. Like if he's like enjoying hell, or like if he's like what's he doing down there? Like, what's the vibe like? What is he eating? Where is he going? Where is he working out? Who's he meeting?
And I hope he's listening to all bad hip hop. He listened to Milli Vanilli on repeat.
I mean, yeah. I guess you could tell maybe he is working out, but if he has a choice, I don't, because you didn't see the man when he was living. I don't, if he has a choice, he's not working out.
Well, that might be why, like, what's happening to him in hell.
You're right. He might, like, yeah. All right, so he's eating kale and he's doing mystical all day.
The devil's like, you need to take care of yourself. You're going to hate it. Here you go.
Here's John, rest in peace, Rush Limbaugh.
Rest in peace.
Our best of condolences to the family. All right.
Family. To your, yeah.
And moving on to our next story today, we're talking about let's just do something fun because that just went to a bad place.
You mentioned kale. Paisano's in Sacramento has the best kale salad.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of which, dude, let's do the follow up. Don't you got some restaurants for us?
Well, we mentioned kale, so Paisano's had the best kale salad. I want to give everybody something. During the pandemic, you want to go have a great meal, and it's for a, you don't have to, you know, you're not paying out the yin-yang because money's tight right now. Revolution Wine. Wine, they have a mixture of vegan and regular contemporary cuisine.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even know it's vegan. That's how good it is. Because usual vegan food tastes like cardboard, but this vegan food is fantastic.
But you're supposed to have a pokey recommendation from me.
You know what? I don't like pokey. So I was looking. I had to go look in some extra, you know. You know why? Because I like pokey, but it doesn't taste different anywhere I've been. Mm. I've had pokey in Hawaii, Thailand, Korea, here.
That's kind of the best part.
It all tastes the same.
That's kind of the best part.
For you to be like, oh, this pokey joint is the best, it's got to be different. And I haven't had any different. But I'm just going to keep looking for you.
Well, Rory wanted to know where the best tacos were.
La Cantina right now. La Cantina Alley, they have a huge opening backyard, background. They even have live music and DJ right now. The Era Cherda tacos are the best and bomb. So go there immediately. And they're only like $2.75 on Tuesdays.
Okay, that's very good to know. La Cantina. Where is that?
That's in Midtown Alley, they off of K Street, right behind K Street.
Oh yeah.
All these places have been in Midtown. I kind of want to throw my favorite places up and see what Steph
David
thinks.
David, I'm the food guy.
He's a food guy, man.
I know you're coming in taking over things.
No sir.
I just got here. Don't try to gentrify my podcast, man.
There's actually a really good McDonald's on Marconi.
Oh my god.
No. See,
go ahead, David. I'm messing with you. Go ahead.
No, right. I want to say, like, okay, so what's your favorite Thai? Because I know what I think the best Thai is, but you're the food guy.
There's a few places. Bangkok Garden is my favorite Thai all around.
Where is that at?
It's in Natomas. Okay. So they're because they have authentic Thai, and they make it like the sticky rice I love, and their garlic fried rice, the business. Garlic prawns are the business, and the drunken noodles are the best I've had. So, Thai Basil on J Street is pretty good.
Yeah, 25th and J.
Yep. And then there's another one that has they sell the whole fish with the eyes looking at you and everything. If you're into that, it's fantastic though. It's fantastic.
No.
How do you even eat that? Do you eat the eyes? What do you eat?
Well, they eat the eyes, but you know, it's supposed to be good luck or something like that. But I'll take my chances. No, I don't eat the eye. I'll take my chance with my luck. As it is.
Have you had good luck?
Yeah, I've had good luck. I'm on your podcast.
Oh yeah, how was your Valentine's Day, my guy?
mama. But lucky. Look, check this out.
You would gain some fish eyeballs. I think your relationship would have been a little bit better.
Hey man, you know what? Then we go to violence. See, I'm talking about. I'm supposed to be non-violent on here. They're giving me violence. So I'm getting the violence. Step in, colonizer, save the Indians.
Okay, I do got. It's a silly Sacramento. I got a silly Sacramento story.
Go ahead.
The details weren't even important, but have you guys dealt with DMV at all during the pandemic?
They're fantastic in the pandemic because you don't have to go in and they text you.
Yeah,
it's different. I think the DMV gets a bad rap. I think it used to be really, really bad, and now it's very, very livable. You know,
it was actually pretty efficient when I went. Got all the paperwork so that I changed my last name.
Did you make an appointment?
I didn't make an appointment, but I uploaded all my documents online and filled out all the paperwork online. And then I went in there, I showed them my number and then they were like, oh, right this way. And then I was the first person in this third line and I went in like 5 minutes.
If you use your like this resources they have really well, the computer and then also make an appointment, they're fantastic. But they do get a bad rap. That's because your auntie, all the lunch ladies that retired from elementary school work at the DMV. Yeah. Remember them? The lunch ladies that didn't want to give you extra scoop or nothing? They work at the DMV. That's why they get a bad rap.
All right. So some lady, they're being very secure with the distance and the mask wearing and everything like that. Some lady went in to get her driver's license, got an appointment, did all that, stood for the picture, and they took a picture with the mask on.
Her DMV picture.
That is what they sent to her.
And it's valid now.
On her license.
And it's valid. You can do that.
I mean, technically speaking.
They're probably going to have side by sides now. Like, and then the other one with your mask on.
What are they going to put? It's you without your mask, and you put like a little sticker with the mask.
They got to put your face on the mask. I've seen people do that, or like your face on the shirt. Like, it's me. And then you wear the mask. But yeah, I can't believe that they let that slide.
That's just silly.
Dude, someone got fired, or someone was quitting that day. They said, "I don't care, whatever, keep it on. I don't give a shit. I'm leaving." Yeah,
that's true. That's true, Aurora. She said somebody got fired. That was her last day. She was gonna make sure that's her last day.
Yeah. Did not give a shit.
She wanted this unemployment everybody trying to get.
That is an absolute nightmare. If I went in, because I had to retake $47 million. I had to retake my photo a couple months ago when I did all that stuff. And I was like, if I had to go through that again and be like, you guys fucked up, left my mask on, I'd be pissed. I'd go in there, no mask. I'd be a Karen. I'd make a whole scene.
You'd be mad at them that you left your mask on while they took the picture. They're like back up for the picture and you left your mask on and you're mad at them.
Yes. Yeah, it's never my fault. Yes.
Never our fault, David. Come on, get with it. Hey, I got mad. Right. I had to go in for mine, and they called me out of my height. I put 5'7" on my license. No, you know, because for the ladies. And they was like, we need to change this to 5'5". That wasn't cool at all. I was like, how you going to call up my height in front of everybody in line?
But how did they know you were 5'5"? Did they?
Because, you know, you stand next to the thing. It's a thing on this door. And you're standing in the doorway, and it's the tape. Like,
you gotta do too much, man.
They rob something.
You gotta add. Did you tell them that you were still growing?
Yeah, I did. I said I drank milk. How do you know I'm not 5'7"? And I was like, today I might be 5'5".
You would have cut my hair. You just said 5'6". You would have got away with it. Just wore some boots that day and said 5'6".
Is an evil number. 7 is completion.
Are they
numerology?
Are they doing that with weight or just height?
No, not weight. I'll tell you that right now.
See, then that's messed up. Don't do it.
My weight is not what is on my license.
So don't do like. I'm putting what was on my high school. My high school football program. I'm 5'9", 185. That's what I'm putting. I'm not. People watching don't know. I'm
Steph. Where'd you go?
I don't know. And you can't put up that Mickey Mouse, bro. That's copyright infringement. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's in. He's out.
Good thing there's editing. You can edit all this out.
Hey, and yeah, thanks sorry, for that crotch shot of your gray sweatpants.
Sorry, guys. Cool, hey, sorry, guys. Hey, I wear the gray sweats for the ladies. Check it out. So look,
ladies.
The lighting looks a lot better, Steph.
My cleaning crew, my cleaning ladies here. Yes, I'm being bougie. My cleaning ladies here, so I had to move so they could clean where I was. Understand? Okay, let's get back to business.
Let's get back to business. Since we're doing the news, I'm suddenly like aware of all these names. You guys know who the Sacramento sheriff is?
Yep.
Yep. Who?
Scott Jones.
How do you know
Scott Jones? He's been a Sacramento sheriff forever, right?
For the last 3 years.
Yeah, like
the last 3 terms or whatever.
3 terms, right. I haven't heard of a different one.
I only know because I also do a show where I write about the news. Look, he's alive.
Shameless plug.
Right? He's your plug, man.
I write for the Suzette Vanetti show. Okay. But what I want to say was he's alive, Scott Jones. And so I'll go ahead and say he's a terrible person.
Yeah, Scott terrible. Jones.
He's a garbage human being.
He's not
a good sheriff. But
he's paid somebody well.
He's
okay, Ellis, what's the definition of a good sheriff?
Like Bill Clinton. You're good overseer, probably not sheriff. Bill Clinton, probably not a good guy. Great president.
Yeah.
Well, when you say Scott Jones and you hate him, you saying like you ran into him, you know, at the Jamba Juice and he says something. You talk.
No, I'm saying his policies are abhorrent. Let me use a good word.
Yeah.
And he's I think he's racist. Like
he is. Not think he is. And he definitely supports the prison industrial complex. He's the guy.
Well, then that is racist. Yeah,
he is an overseer. Yeah. He is a definition of a sheriff. Sheriffs became about because they are overseers. from slaves. So that's what sheriffs are, and that's what he is. He's the best one.
Welcome to the Secret Black Meeting, everybody. Now, this is what concerns me is I don't know the dude, but he's gone. He's not going to be back for his fourth term. Good. So then, but I looked it up, and not everybody's a huge fan of Mr. Scott Jones, and which made me wonder, because he's recommending Captain Jim Barnes. Now, I don't know anything about Captain Jim Barnes,
but if he's recommending Scott him,
Jones recommends him, yeah, which leads me to believe.
Your logic is correct, Dallas.
Yeah.
Your logic is correct. And yeah, you know what? Let's do some research on him so next time we can tell people.
Tomorrow.
So when they go to vote, yeah, yeah. They can actually know and be informed, right, voters. That's how we do it.
That's how we do
it. I don't know anything about anything.
Well, okay. So I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, like, we were talking about what MCU off camera. Mm-hmm. And because we're on camera, I don't know how to say that yet. Off.
Yeah, that's okay.
Film, yeah. And like Aurora's watching, and if the Red Skull recommends Dr. Doom, you know what? Maybe I don't know Dr. Doom, but like the Red Skull recommended him. I don't think I'm gonna vote for Dr. Doom based off of that.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, thank you. That makes sense to me.
Yeah,
I got you.
She's 29. Everybody, oh,
we need to do a follow up. I guess
kids news. We need to do some kids news on here too for Aurora's sake.
Yeah,
she could do the Nickelodeon news for us. And today, Disney came up with a new ride.
Oh, she was born in the 90s.
Oh, I'm gonna as soon as they start putting up who's running, let's look into who the people are.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I don't know about Captain Jim Barnes. Oh, Prop 22. Did you guys vote on Prop 22 or know where Prop 22 is?
I voted on so many propositions. Just refresh my memory, though. But I remember.
Prop 22 was kind of an exception for gig workers. It was specifically kind of aimed at like Uber and Lyft drivers.
Oh yeah.
I thought that wasn't that AB5? Was that also a prop and an assembly bill?
Prop 22 was for gig workers. I don't know. We just started the show, man. I don't know Prop 85.
We on 20s, man, right now. We on 22.
We work up
for the 80s and 50s. And come on, man.
22.
Calm down, my guy. this is what was funny is apparently this was one of those things. And I don't know if you guys don't really know what it is, then I guess I'll do some more research. But it's one of those laws where it was like Prop 22 is for Uber and Lyft drivers. And don't you like your Uber and Lyft driver? You should vote for this. But then as soon as it passed, it totally screwed them out of all their money and they're making less money. Yeah. And they have less benefits and less protections, and it's really, really bad for them. And from a top down perspective, it seems to me like we're going to be moving in the next 10 to 15 years to full on auto driving fleets.
Yeah.
But they're going to be transitioning, you know.
I voted no on that prop only because Drew looked into the, Drew is my husband, for those of you who don't know, but he,
your white husband.
He looked into the prop and act because he's like very politically inclined. He knows everything about politics. And then because at first I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, this is dope. Like, yeah, protect their rights. Yes. And then he read it. And then he was like, oh, this is like really bad for them. And then we were like, oh, okay. So then we voted against it. Clearly didn't work, but.
Mm-hmm. I was going to vote.
Because it made them as independent contractors versus employees.
Right. Yeah.
And so they thought that would be better. But big corporations know how to do that. So
that's the danger of how advertising when it comes to politics, because they can write it however they want. They can portray it however they want. I was actually going to vote for it too, like Aurora, until I think David Liu, I'm going to name drop David Liu, posted like, hey, give me your thoughts on this, because I don't know which way to go. And then I read a lot of people that knew more about it that were Uber and Lyft drivers say, no, this is bad for the employer. This is good for the employee. This is bad for the employee. This is good for the employer, independent contractor, but good for the company. And I was like, I'm out. Then I don't want to, I don't want to do that. But I think that's been the goal the whole time, is to go to automated fleets.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, Prop 22 was actually, which happens a lot in politics and people don't know. This was actually backed by Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
And put it under, they let somebody else enter it in, but they backed the bill. They paid for it because it saves them a whole bunch of money.
And that's so a sign. That's a sign.
Yeah, but then you don't know that, though. And people don't do enough research to see. And it happens a lot. And so the wording looks like, oh, it's going to be great for us. And people see the word independent and go crazy instead of reading. Like, they think that's freedom. Oh, yeah, we free now. We good. You know, sometimes it's better to be an employee, my guy. You get overtime. You get some benefits.
Just have a boss. It's fine to have a boss sometimes.
Christmas parties.
Yeah, you don't, you know, just because you got a Volkswagen and a 2005 Volkswagen don't mean you need to be a boss, your own boss, okay?
No.
Cool out.
That brought me to, like, maybe another discussion, too, just about just the idea of nobody wanted to be an Uber driver when they grew up. You know what I mean? And this, it's literally this other market that's like, yeah, do you and your wife work and still don't have enough money?
Yeah.
Well, you can just drive for a couple hours and make hundreds of dollars a week. And now they're essentially cutting that out too. The prices of rent, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
And the housing market itself is skyrocketing. So basically everything's getting more expensive. Okay. And I guess I just had, this is kind of a broad question, but what do you guys think the economic future of Sacramento, California, and I guess the states going forward, as even like there's going to be less and less work? What do you guys think are the financial ramifications of COVID? I guess is what I'm asking.
Oh, I don't even know if you can quantify that yet, because you have.
I'm sure they can quantify it. I'm sure it's in the trunk.
I'm sure you can, but that's not the kind of math that I do as a Jew. what I'm saying is, as someone who has so I've been working from home since 2010, right? And I'm a germaphobe. I have OCD. So a lot of things that I've gone through, learning how to work from home and being a germaphobe, I'm noticing in the last year.
You're a Nazi.
No, sir.
You're a Nazi. You're a germaphobe. You're a Nazi.
No, sir. I'm a Jew. Okay. Right. I'm opposed to the Nazis.
He admitted he's a Nazi on your back.
I am not.
But if you're phobic of Germans, wouldn't that?
Yeah. Why you don't like Germans? I thought you was
because he's Jewish.
Nazi. Germaphobe. He a Nazi. Go ahead.
No, that's be the opposite. German phobe would be.
Hey man, don't tell me about no phobia, Germans.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Dr. Steph has left the building. Angry black.
If I said I was for Scott Jones, then you could call me a Nazi. Because
no,
I think.
Go ahead, man.
No, I know. I'm
just
saying.
Say your thing. Just
I wanted to call
say
back.
Say your piece, okay. Man.
My piece. All right. So, I think you got 85% of the workforce not going to work.
Yeah.
People don't want to go back. People. Right. I'm scared of OCD PTSD. Right. So I think. What was the question at this point? I forgot. We got
lost in the abbreviation.
Yeah,
defend yourself.
It was arguing that I'm not.
Who accuses Jewish people of being Nazis? My man. Okay.
That's where
what
I got
do you
I
think? Okay, here we go. Let's get
economic
back.
Economic future wait. California after COVID.
Hey, you made a good point though. 85% of the people you said they're not going to work right now are not going to work. However,
you get
but that's
you
making money. Listen, my friend. Yes, but the businesses are saying that this works now. A lot of businesses would not have let people remote work. So check this out. We're not going to have a lot of brick and mortar companies anymore.
Right.
They're going to start you working from home because we know this works now. We know we can do this. That's why
we
a lot of schools are hesitant to go back to. We can do this now. Hybrid, we can save money, not having to pay rent, not having to pay a whole bunch of
overhead
fees, and we save money. So business is going to make more money and people are going to make less money, and the have and have not is going to grow. That gap is going to widen.
That's what I'm
going to have people that have to have, like San Francisco, even though you make $150,000 a year, you got to have two roommates to pay for the rent. It's going to become just like that in the near future, man.
I think that everybody in California is, especially Sacramento, we're all going to become influencers and TikTok famous because that's what everyone's trying to do. Everyone's quitting their jobs.
29 say. That's what somebody 29 would say. TikTok.
We can't all be TikTok famous.
Right. We can't
We're all going to be TikTok famous according to the algorithm. We're all going to be TikTok famous. Everyone's quitting their jobs. Money's going to be just flowing. Cash flow is going to be great. Brick
from
and mortar.
From what, Aurora?
Huh?
From what? What are we going to?
From advertising, obviously, from all the ads on TikTok. That's where they make their money. And then they're gonna send us some money.
Have you heard of saturation and
oversaturation? You know what? I love you, Aurora. I love you. You're the only positive voice on this damn show. You either don't Steph, know about sense. Hateful people.
So basically, we Steph all got to know how to
sense.
Dance.
Steph, hold on. It makes sense if you don't think about it too hard. And that's the key.
That's the key. That's what 29-year-olds say.
Are you guys on TikTok?
That's how I'm they on explain TikTok. Time travel in movies.
Look, I'm 42 years old. And wow. TikTok is mostly 22, 23-year-old right. teenage You're girls right. shaking their ass. And You're I right. feel like some old dude parked outside of a high school. Like when I'm on TikTok,
You're
I'm
right.
like, I can see the same thing on Ellis. Instagram. That's for yeah. me. I should
you know, I'm the same way. I feel like I'm the creepy dude in the mall. The sister yeah. watches the people pass, like, you know, the women's store. I can't do that and look them in the
I don't
eye
even feel bad out. About being old. I'm like, I'm looking at TikTok. I'm like, this is and, not, this is
and for I'm much, And I'm much older than you, my friend. So I feel like I'm 51. So I feel like
that's a lot older than me.
Let me
you look better than me. God damn it.
I'm cracking
like a motherfucker.
Right? let me bridge the gap because I'm right in the middle at 37. So I just follow a couple people and I don't stray from who I follow on TikTok and I don't look at it much. I'm just trying to get it for my other personality because I think that would thrive on TikTok. But like I follow Steph Garcia, I follow a couple comics, I follow a couple drag queens. Because you could easily get into like feeling like the old man,
and you can get caught up. It's a definite rabbit hole, man.
Yeah,
if you get on there, you're gonna for 5 minutes, and you end up in there for 5 hours looking at stuff that you never should watch.
I would like a tutorial for anyone over 29. So Aurora, you could teach us if you could teach us how to use TikTok more efficiently, we could stay out of this.
Hey, mamas, yeah. Are you on TikTok a lot, Aurora?
I'm on TikTok a lot, and I am the person that's like. I'm technically too old to be on TikTok too because they always make fun of people my age. I know. It's not me. It's Gen Z. They said I'm too old, but I desperately want to fit in with them. So I try so hard to fit in with them.
Yeah.
And I have
you know what? I will tell you this.
You gotta get a middle part.
TikTok has information now. If you put in like vaccine, it gives you a lot of information on the vaccine. If you put in food in any city, it gives you the food places, the top 10 and top 20 food places in a particular city. So yeah, TikTok does that information.
It could be useful. We just got to the old. We got to they got to teach the old heads
old
how to
people
use it.
Got it. Yeah, because old people have started using it in that way. Yeah,
I desperately want to fit in on TikTok. One of my videos kind of got a lot of views, and I was like, oh my god, that's so exciting! Like they love me.
I know. I just looked at. I know. I looked at it 500 times, and nobody don't get excited. I like that.
Yeah, see, I made the same video like 9 times and each one got about 200 views and then they got a lot of likes and some 22-year-old was like, are you okay? Why are you making the same video? I was just trying to learn how to use the software. Like, I don't know how to use
you
it.
You should have punched him in his virtual mouth.
I felt embarrassed and I went and I sat alone in my bedroom.
It might have been my son. It might have been my son. My son would have said something.
Also, David, I think it's interesting that you like follow a lot of people who do what you do. When I'm on social media, I purposely don't follow anybody that's doing anything that I'm doing. So I try not to follow any comedians.
I don't follow me.
Well, I try not to because the thing is, I don't want to like scroll through social media and then subconsciously pick up something and then take it as my idea. Because I do that by accident and I'll like notice in my day, I'll say something, I'll be like, oh shit, someone said that. And that was so funny, that's why I said it. So I purposely don't like, or I just don't scroll through them. I'll like it and I'll move on. You know, I'll follow and like, but I'd like try not to follow anybody.
No, I that's great logic. And I mean, I might get to that if I started using TikTok more regularly, but when I start something, I kind of want to know what other people in my lanes are doing. So I have an idea of like how this platform can be used, I guess.
Yeah. You got to know that. Cause whether you wear the same bras or not, and then what you and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
And the same heels, same heels,
same hair. Heels. Like, what kind of? How do I do this?
What's them bitches wearing today? I get it.
Isn't that the question?
I miss hanging out with you guys so much.
Everybody's mind. What's the bitches wearing today?
Yeah, so,
Dave, what you do would be really popular on TikTok.
I just want to say for anyone watching,
it would be
the bitches is me. I am the bitches, so dude. I can say that it's okay.
Yeah, dude, I got to tell you that show. I didn't know what to expect. The show, you ever did a show with David?
Oh, the live show.
Oh my God. And it's incredibly talented people, man. For real. I gotta tell you, I was not expecting that. Like, I still, the moo song that the person does.
Oh,
that's still a top, man.
She, Where can I at least I don't want to get too sidetracked.
This is what the show is for, man. Let them know.
Okay, cool. So Steph's talking about Apple Adams, one of the best drag queens in Sacramento, easily one of the best drag queens in Sacramento, and she did Doja Cat's Moo, and it was
dope.
And you know what? That's why I like that show. I have a show. It's called Queens in Comedy, and it's half drag, half comedy, and because I'm in both worlds, and I want to show people that both art forms are so impressive. Like a good stand up comic, you know, like all three of you is so awesome to see live, and a good drag queen is so awesome to see live. And
yeah, dude, you made some believers. Hey, Ellis, I brought some thugs with me too. I brought some people from Oak Park, and they was in there.
Yeah,
you got me going up into this thing, man. And then on Apple Adams start doing that thing. Like, all right, nigga, all right. You know, black folks, we all right, you cool, all right. That was cool.
Happy Producers is a really good show.
Don't tell nobody I was here, but it was cool.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yeah,
right, and you guys are still doing brunch. My understanding.
We're still doing brunch because it's all been signed off through the city. So we got two shows every Sunday, and it has Apple Adams. So Steph, come try the food. We got good food. There's good food.
Where is it?
Why are you always trying to tell us about food? That's Steph's department.
I'm saying he needs to come so he can tell everyone else is good.
Where is this?
This is at Badlands in the parking lot because we're outside, right?
Oh, so people are cooking.
We got a Zuma Poke. So it's a poke place. That's interesting. Zuma Poke out of Davis is making food on the spot. They're cooking it up. It's all $11 or less.
So I'm gonna go do a review. And Aurora, come with me. Let's go.
I'm down.
Ellis, you coming too?
Ellis, let's go. Let's do it.
Let's pick out a day. And actually, I think we're actually good. I have one other subject. I don't know if you guys want to jump into it real quick, but I think we're actually done for the day. So
Dave, hit us up. Remind me. Hit me up and tell me the time and exact and all that.
I'll shoot you some details.
Yeah.
No. I don't know damn details. Let's everybody sign off. So Shapiro,
we ain't got David no more Shapiro, stories.
Where can we find you? And when's your next brunch?
You can. I'm not a lot of places. I'm on the Suzette Vanetti show as myself. Mm-hmm. That's Sundays at 5:03. And then if you want to catch Suzette
that's
Vanetti,
that's the best part.
It isn't. Thank you.
When you appear on Suzette's show, it is.
I know.
Genius.
Thank you. You can catch Suzette on the Suzette Vanetti show 5:03 on twitch.tv/stabcomedy.
Stop. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. Do it again, Shabby. We'll just fix it in the edit. Don't even worry about it.
That's a drag queen name. Alexa, please add coming to the stage. So Suzette Vanetti show twitch.tv/stabcomedy 5:03 on Sunday nights. And you can catch Suzette Vanetti also at Makeup and Mimosas, which is at Badlands. Two showings every Sunday, 11:30 and 1:30 p.m.
All right. And what's your TikTok?
Oh.
But it's just the same video over and over? You don't know? All right.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Aurora, where can
I need Aurora's help. She's going to help.
Aurora, where can we find you? Everywhere.
Everywhere is Aurora Singh. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok is Aurora Singh with the one because some bitch already took it. I don't know who. I'll find her someday. We'll talk.
Let's do it. Let's get her.
I'm ready. Every time you say it, I hate her more.
Yeah. Is that it?
And then you got a YouTube show. Your YouTube show still coming out?
I have not made a video in 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I will put a video. I'm putting out 3 videos next week. So nice. Aurora Singh Health actually on YouTube.
Excellent. And then Steph Sanders, what's up, bro? Where can we find you, man?
Yo, the podcast Off the Change, podcast Off the Change, YouTube Off the Change on Twitter. I am Steph Sanders on everything. TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. Any and everything I shouldn't be on. Pornhub, I am Steph Sanders. I am Steph Sanders.
And I'm Ellis Rodriguez. You know where to find me because you're watching my video. Shout out props to my man, Chris Swizz. Our background today was provided photos by Swizz. That's my dude. Also, Tyler, I love you. I'm sorry, man. We're about to get you on the next episode. Shappy, thanks for coming in. Thanks for filming.
Yo, thanks, Dave.
Oh, my pleasure.
Appreciate you, man.
I'm awake now.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man. All right. Bye, Sacramento.
All right. Word up, Sac.
Bye.